How's everybody doing?
Good, how are you?
Let me just say this real quick, and then I'll let you fire away. I know you, it's hard on a Thursday to go back to Sunday, but I know you probably all have questions on that. Look, I'll tell you this. I was very, very proud of the way the defense played. None of us felt like we came away with anything, because the bottom line is winning the game, but I certainly felt like we gained a lot. And in that, in regards to finding out a little bit about who we are and what we can do and how we can play, and what we can be about. So I think there's something to build on there, and I let the guys know that on Monday morning. Unfortunately, you know, we don't have anything to show for it because we didn't win the game, but this is a team sport. But having said that, I'll open it up now. That's just my quick thoughts on the Dallas game.
Was there a player like a Landon Collins, or maybe a more unproven player, not necessarily DRC or Prince, who really showed you something where you said, that's a component we actually have that I wasn't so sure of 2 or 3 weeks ago?
Yeah, I don't know that I could pick out a specific guy, but I had the feeling during the game that this group cared passionately about what they were doing. I mean, we've talked all training camp long about that we would chase perfection but rely on relentless, and I felt like they were giving us that. And I think if you get that, I can work with that anytime. I really can. Not everything's going to go our way during the game. That's a good football team we played. I think everybody recognizes that. That's a good offensive line. That's a really good quarterback. And some really good receivers. I mean, I know Dez got hurt a little bit there at the end. So it was a really good test for us. I did like the way the guys approached it. I liked the way we came out early in the game. You know, when it's all said and done, the stats don't look good, but I felt like we played fairly decent. What we'd like to have back, obviously, is the first drive of the second half and the last two.
With Dez, obviously, you mentioned Dez. That last drive, I don't know if you guys were aware of his availability, because we certainly weren't, whether he was going to be in or out. In hindsight, would you have done anything differently coverage-wise, knowing that he was not on the field?
Well, I knew he wasn't. I knew he wasn't on the field.
Like that he was not coming on the field.
Yeah. I knew every day. I kept asking, where's 88? Is he in there? So I was aware. We were all aware of it. And even going out, because there were coverages in the game plan to take him away, and when we were on the sideline, I can't remember exactly when he got hurt and when he wasn't coming back, but I remember saying he's not in now, okay, we're not going to run that coverage, so we're going to go to this or do that. I wouldn't have done too much different. Look, it still sticks right here and everywhere that we weren't able to close the game, regardless of what happened before that. That's our job, to go out there and stop him. But in my mind, I was trying to make the conscious decision of, do we do this or do we do that? I'm not going to go real deep into it because we're playing Atlanta. So I'm not going to go deep into what we do in 2 minutes. But, you know, we made a conscious decision, and we could have went one way or the other. But some of it was based on how Tony Romo was handling us prior to that, what we could and couldn't do. And he made one more play at the end than we did. I was seven, whatever, how much time was left there. I figured we had two more plays. The one they scored on and one more. If we could defend the goal line on those two plays, I felt like we were going to win the game.
How do you look at the, Tony was hit, I think, once.
Yeah. We got to get to the quarterback more. There's no question about that. I mean, how do you do it? We'll try to figure it out again. I thought their O-line did really well. He does a really good job. If you go back and look at the pressures that we did bring, you know, his hard count got us in trouble. We gave some things away early. He put the protection where it should be. And look, at the, you know, there's a lot of other bullets we could have went in the game with. But you got to make the decision when you're sitting here right before the game. Do I put too much in and paralyze them a little bit with all the thinking, or can we win with what we got? Well, our guys played well enough to win, except for the two. But there are other things we can have to offset what Tony was doing. But he's good. You know, he's a good football player.
If you look at what they did, it seemed like he got burned more on the underneath stuff than anything over the top. I mean, is that just something that you've got to defend better?
I'm better off with that. Well, we're better off with that than the other way. We did talk extensively during the week about keep all receivers inside in front. We were going to try not to let Dez wreck the game because he can wreck a game. And so I thought we accomplished that. And we weren't letting balls go over our head, which I think is good. And anytime you can do that, I think you can be in the game. But what that means is you got to play really good in the red zone. You know, we played good a couple series, and we didn't get it done at the end. And you got to find a way somewhere in there to make a play. Look, the three turnovers helped. I mean, thank God we had those. And I think that's a credit to the way the guys played. They're around the football, and we came up with it.
Do you have to sort of, I mean, you see what you have at cornerback. Is that the strength of your defense? Do you sort of have to build around that?
I think it's one of our strengths,
that's
yeah.
That's one of the strengths that you have.
I agree with that. And we'll do more of that. You know, we'll pick and choose our coverages because of that. It's funny you say that. I was just in there with Dominique and Prince talking about that. And I watched their last year's Atlanta game, and I thought they played pretty well.
What experiences have you had with Julio Jones?
A number of them. Two games in 2012. I'm trying to remember where else. And I know there's another one in there somewhere. He sat in my office in St. Louis when he was getting ready for the draft. And I was like, we got to find a way to get this guy. But then there was no way when Atlanta jumped up for whatever they gave up. He's as impressive a guy as I ever sat and talked with. I'm talking about as a person, as a football player, how smart he was, his goals, his vision, the whole thing. He was impressive.
And on the field, physically, how does he differ from Dez, let's say?
Good question. Similar in size. I mean, you know, I think, I don't know that. Very, very, very similar. Big guys that can run, competitive guys. They want the ball in the critical times in the game. Very similar. Very similar.
Have you lost any, enough confidence is the word, but I'll use it, in be able to get a pass rush with four guys?
No. We just got to find the. You know, I tell you, one of the things that did happen, and you'll go back, you'll look at it. It was either 11 or 13 third downs. I can't remember what it was, and 9 of them were over. We're under 5. Those are tough downs. The other thing that Tony was doing, he's getting the ball out quick. When it's 3rd and 3, 3rd and 4, 3rd and 5, the ball comes out quick because he's just trying to get a first down. I think that had a little to do with it. So what does that go back to? That goes back to 1st and 2nd down. You know, the rushing yards wasn't real high overall, but it was, you know, it was 5 and 6, you know, and you know, but it wasn't 10 and 12 and 15. I think it was 1 15-yard run. So I think that added to it, the fact that the third downs were very manageable for them. I'm sure that's what they were trying to do. That's what every offense tries to do, and they did a good job of it.
Is there more you'll want to do schematically, or is it guys winning battles that it boils down to?
That's probably a little bit of both. Yeah, I think there's both.
Do you get more pass rush opportunities? In a way, because Dallas, the way they play, do you have to play bigger sort of, whereas maybe against future opponents you'll be able to, you know, pin your ears back and get at the quarterback more?
I'm not sure. Ask me again. I'm not sure what you
asked. Because you're playing Dallas, do you have to go with maybe a bigger lineup, maybe less nickel, less pass rush package?
Because of how they run the football. Yeah, I get, there's some truth to that. I mean, there may be some teams we play, you know, they get four wides out, and, you know, they don't get as big with tight ends. But it's a matchup game. That's what the NFL's all about. So typically we'll try to match, you know, what they put out there.
Is Jasper ready to go on defense?
He's getting there, yeah. You know, it's a lot of catching up to do. And, you know, what happens now is there's really not a lot of practice time. I mean, you say somebody's here 2 weeks, but it's 4 practices. You know, it's not a lot. And we're really trying to get other guys ready, so he's not really getting that many reps. But I'll tell you what, he's a pro. He's a good football player. I had, when we got him, I had texted Leslie Frazier, who's a good friend of mine. He had him in Minnesota, and he thought the world of him. And he was right. Jasper's good.
How much of a difference would John Beeson be to this defense if you have him?
Well, I mean, anytime you lose a good football player, that helps, and his leadership and his vocal. You know, I thought Wanny did a great job. I mean, talk about production for a young guy going in there. I wish the heck we had won the game. I think he would have had a chance to get some kind of, you know, whatever the weekly awards are that go around the league, because he played that well. But losing John, you know, you lose that element. You know, a guy can go out there, can maybe offset what Tony's doing in the middle of the down. But that's okay.
We got time for one more question.
How about next, in case Cooney can't go on,
Lewis next?
Yeah.
He hasn't been here as long, but, you know, playing the D-tackle is not quite as complicated as playing linebacker. So we'll see where it is when we get to the end of the week and coach decides who's up and who's down. But I'm glad we got him, you know, with Marcus being hurt now. Marcus, he's been a strength of everything we've been doing, you know, through training camp. And it's kind of sad that he got nicked there, but we'll get him back at some point.
Are you optimistic with Beeson? I mean, you got it from what you saw.
I think so,
today,
yeah. Yeah, I just can go off of him and what the trainers say. But, you know, right now with this game facing us, we'll see where we're at the end of the week. But love to get him back.